Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being perfect, recognizing that any perfection that we might claim is only a perfection made through Christ. That we grow in being perfect just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. That's the instruction of Jesus. And so while perfection by the world standards may be unattainable, it is possible to be perfect because Jesus called us to be perfect. And it's possible because he cleanses us from all unrighteousness, from all imperfection, from all sin, by his sacrifice on the cross, by our faith that we've placed in him, our trust and belief that leads to obedience as our response. And so each day we've been focused in on something different, the Bible says is perfect. That ought to be perfect in our life, that is made perfect by Christ. And today, as we continue, we're looking at living with a perfect faith. Almost sounds, well, impossible. Because for most of us, we're like the man in the Bible when asked about his belief, who proclaims, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." And when it comes to faith, our faith is perfect, not so much because of us, but because of the one we've put our faith in. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand at the throne of God." The perfecter of our faith. As I've talked about throughout this week, this idea of being perfect, from a biblical perspective, from God's perspective, this word involves being complete. Being made whole. Being finished. And the writer of Hebrews makes it clear that we ought to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We ought to stay focused on him. Because he's the author. He's the originator of our faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And so Jesus is the author, the originator of the very faith that we have placed in him. But not only is he the author, he's the perfecter, the completer, the finisher. He concludes or becomes the conclusion of our faith. And when we have that faith made perfect, it's done so by Jesus. And we live with this perfected faith as we grow in our trust of God. And as our trust of God grows, our obedience ought to reflect that. It's kind of true of our relationships. When someone just randomly comes up and asks you to do something that sounds suspicious, that sounds unlikely to be accomplished, that seems to have a catch to it. I would guess most of us would simply say no. Or we would seek more information. But when someone that we've learned to trust over a period of time and even over years comes and asks us to do the same thing, it's that growing faith that we have in that person, that trust of that person, that often leads us to say, okay. We may say, this doesn't make a lot of sense, but I've never been misled by you. And as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter, the originator and completer of our faith, we grow in that trust that results in an increased obedience, and not just an increase in how often we obey, but how quickly we obey. We've learned by faith that we can trust the living God. And as we gaze into His Word and we find instruction that seems complicated, that seems like there must be a catch to it, it can't be that simple, we have learned that perhaps it is. We've not been misled by God before. And we take God's Word at face value. By faith, we agree with what it says. And unfortunately, our human flesh resists that. We try to change what it says. We try to soften what it says. We try to reinterpret what it says. And a growing faith, a perfect faith, says, as the old saying used to go back when I was very young, God said it. I believe it. And that settles it for me. And we struggle as humans to even agree on the first part, that God said it. The original, at least recorded for us, the original lie of Satan himself was simply a question: did God really say? And in so doing, placed, or at least fed, the doubt in the mind of Eve that God was looking out for her good. And that same question continues to be asked by the enemy himself. Did God really say? And so we excuse our own sin. We excuse the sin of others. We don't accept the authority of God's Word because we no longer believe it. And this perfect faith says, no, I must respond to the conviction of God's Spirit about the sin in my own life. By faith. Whether I think there's anything wrong with it or not, if God says there's a problem with it, I believe Him. But it's by that same faith that I do the things that His Word tells me to do, regardless of whether I think it makes sense, regardless of whether some highly educated theologian says, ah, that's not important anymore. I look at God's word. And when it says to love my neighbor and my enemy, I do it. When it says to have no other gods, I examine the things that I have placed before God at various times. And I remove them. I tear down the idols. Maybe not physical idols, but those idols I've built in my mind that I give more importance to than I give to God. I grow. I clothe myself with the things we talked about yesterday. It's a deliberate action of not only living by God's Spirit, but having God's Spirit evident in the way I live, the way I talk, the way I act. And so we live today knowing that as our eyes are kept fixed on Jesus, that He originated our faith. He will complete it. He will make it the thing we can't make on our own, a perfect faith. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us many things, but none greater than the ability to be in relationship with you because of the offering of your Son, Jesus. The work He accomplished in the giving of His life, but also in His resurrection. His ascension back to you to prepare a place for us. And so, God, I pray today that we would recognize the originator of our faith, that our eyes would stay fixed on Jesus. Not just as the one that began the good work in us, but as the one who will bring it to completion, the one who perfects our faith. And so, God, as we grow in faith, may we allow, may we not be resistant to the conviction that your Spirit brings. May we not be resistant to the leading that your Spirit does. May we not be resistant to the growth that you desire to bring about in our life. And today, in every day that we live, help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, to grow in that perfect faith, a faith that would lift up Jesus in every way possible so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.